Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, family. Hope you guys are doing great. Praying that everyone is safe and sound. Question I'm getting from a lot of people is like the fact that there may not be Hajj this year, a sign of the hour, and using this to kind of like terrify people. One of the important principles we have in the science of hadith is to bring all the pertinent hadith together. And the hadith related by Sayyidina Anas and others, Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, I believe, Sahih Bukhari says, La taqumu sa'a, the hour will not start until Hajj is no longer made. When we take all of these hadith together in Sahih Muslim and other places, it becomes clear that this is going to happen after the return of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, the destruction of Ya'juj and Ma'juj, as the Prophet said, then people will start to make Umrah and Hajj again. And that is going to happen after all of the righteous people have been removed from the earth. In fact, the hadith in Sahih Muslim says, Sharar, like the worst human beings will be left. Another narration says they will be worse than the people of Jahiliyyah, because the people of Jahiliyyah forgot the rites of Hajj. So they're very similar in this way. Another narration says that La taqumu sa'a, that the hour will not start until the name of Allah is no longer even mentioned. And that's why a sound narration in Sahih Muslim, the Prophet ﷺ said that there will be people that will say, like, the only thing we remember is that people before us, years ago, the old people said La ilaha illallah. So this hadith about Hajj not being observed is not talking about now, because people still want to observe Hajj and people still know about Hajj. It's talking about a time after the time of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, after the destruction of Ya'juj and Ma'juj, and after all of the righteous people are taken from the earth, their spirits are taken, their lives are taken, then the worst are left, as the Prophet said, then people will forget and neglect Hajj. We need to be very, very careful that when we read a hadith in isolation, before we come to a conclusion, we gather all of the hadith that are contextually appropriate before we come to that conclusion. Barakallahu feek, Allah bless you.